and joining us down the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Lexington Minutemen and Coach Kyle Barkley. And Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us this evening.
Hey, no problem. We appreciate your coverage that you guys do.
And we've got a couple of members from your squad on the Dream Team this year, a pair of sophomores that we have, and Trey Coolin and Reese Gasson. Let's talk about them one at a time. First off, let's start with Trey Coolin.
All right, Trey Coolin is a young man that has been very dedicated, and, you know, he kind of came in the position of lineman this year after I told him that he's probably going to have to put his hand down. He told me that, you know, he played a little bit of quarterback last year, and, you know, he's the type of kid that's willing to do whatever's best for the team, and, you know, he's a great kid on and off the field. He's battled through some injuries throughout the year, but he's came back and, you know, done whatever's asked for him, and, you know, he's an academic all-conference kid, too, so he's able to do both on and off the field.
And the other member of the team, and Reese Gasson, talk about him real quick.
Reese is another sophomore, young kid, 100% in the weight room this summer. Him and Trey got a lot of the same qualities as far as quiet but willing to do whatever it takes for the team to be successful. Reese was a part-time quarterback for us this year. We kind of ran a two-quarterback system. So he was a leader on offense and did very well on defense. And once again, he is an academic all-conference kid too, so both these kids were able to handle themselves in the classroom also.
Well, and you kind of mentioned it just a little bit that maybe these two guys are more leadership by example type players for you. Is that part of maybe your plan to try maybe coax them to be a little more vocal?
Well, you know, at the end of the season we had a you know, I sat down with all the kids and kind of gave them what our, you know, goals were for the next, and both of them, you know, both of their goals for next year were to become a more vocal leader and, you know, maybe help some of the other kids, you know, try to progress and, you know, make sure, because we're not going to have the same team as this year, and hopefully them two can push some of them younger kids and even some of the older kids to, you know, put some more effort into it.
And having, you know, them being both sophomores, what does it mean to you, and then, you know, this being your first year there at Lexington, what does it mean to you as a coach to have those two kids back as kind of building blocks?
You know, we didn't have a whole lot of kids to start the season, so, you know, we had to play some freshmen, some sophomores, and so forth. So, you know, we got a good core coming back, and, you know, not just them two, but we got some good, you know, going to be seniors that are going to be some great football players for us. But, you know, having them guys for a couple more years is going to be very beneficial for the Lexington football.
And you mentioned, too, the work ethic of both of these two young athletes that's on the Dream Team this year, and Trey Coolin and Reese Gasson. It really kind of sets them apart, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's one thing that we pride ourselves on here is, you know, they can control their attitude and they can control their effort. And these two do a very fine job of it. And there's a lot of other kids that do the same.
Again, we're speaking with head coach of the Lexington Minutemen, Kyle Barkley, and the two athletes made the Dream Team this year, and a couple of sophomores in Trey Coolin and Reese Gasson. Coach, I appreciate you once again taking the time out to talk with us. Is there anything we're leaving out, anything else you wanted to add to the broadcast this evening?
I think you guys do one heck of a job, and we appreciate your coverage.
There you have it, Coach Kyle Barkley of the Lexington Minutemen on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.